Are you on the same page with your spouse when it comes to the issues that matter most in your marriage? Finances, kids, faith, relationships? If you're not, you know the pain that can bring and also the confusion, hurt, disappointment in a relationship. How do we get on the same page? We're going to talk about that today. I'm Dr. Randy from Intentional Living, along with Stephen, Jennifer, Gino, the rest of the team. And we welcome you to the show today. If you have a comment on this, maybe you've learned how to get on the same page, we'd love to hear it, or maybe you have a question. Your questions are just very valuable because we get a chance to try to reflect on your questions and answer them on upcoming shows. So feel free to leave your questions when you call 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. Comes right here into our Intentional Living Center as we get a chance to put our podcast and radio show together every day. All right, let's get started on this topic with Amanda, who left this comment on our comment line.
I just want to know what to do, I guess, about the situation with me and my husband. He has been born again for 8 years, and I received salvation 2 years ago. And every time we talk about our Lord and King, he tells me to be quiet. He's been doing this new agey thing where he's actually taking the credit for the things that I know that God is doing in our lives. And I don't know how to respond. And I'm a Christian through and through. It's what I do. It's who I am. That's how I live. And I get so excited about the new things that I'm learning, and I want to share them with him. But, he doesn't want to talk about it with me.
I imagine. Amanda, listen, thank you for calling and sharing that, leaving that with us. And I can only imagine the pain you must feel. There's something about marriage. God intended for marriage to be a place that is safe, intimate, secure. We can talk about anything. When we disagree, we can do it respectfully. Ultimately, as believers, that we can be on the same page and walking in the same direction, because it really gets back to this whole thing of not being equally yoked together. And of course, that picture of these two oxen with, being in a yoke, and when they're not pulling in the same direction, that's got to be exhausting and painful. And so when we get on the same page, going in the same direction. Now, that's why we give the warning, if you're not married and you're dating and thinking about getting married, don't discredit this stuff. I have a whole list of 10 things on our website that say, here's 10 reasons not to get married, okay? And one of them is this issue of we're not on the same page about our values and beliefs and things about money and family and so on. Because when we're not on the same page and we do get married, it creates a tension that we have to live with. Now, for those who are married, if that's like Amanda, and you're saying, hey, we're not on the same page spiritually, how do I deal with this? I want to share what I'm experiencing. God is doing amazing things in my life. Here's what we have to do. We have to be realistic with our expectations. Because the thing that gets us into huge trouble in our relationships and in our marriage is when an expectation is not met with reality. You can't change your spouse, Amanda. You can't change him. You can pray for him. You need to do that. And you need to focus on the areas where you do have agreement. Maybe you have agreement about your money, about your family, about a lot of areas. But what happens is when we get so pain-focused that we go to the place where it's painful, and that becomes the center point of our relationship, it's kind of like having I hit my toe this morning when I got up. I got up, and you ever hit your toe on a door casing? And it still hurts, but I can feel it in my foot. And I can let my whole, if I pay attention to it, like I'm in pain. And I think what happens in our marriages sometimes, we get a pain point like that, and it can overtake us, and we put all the focus on that one thing instead of saying, hey, my arms are working fine, my hands are working fine, my mind's working fine, it's just my toe hurts, right? And sometimes in our marriages, we can become overtaken by the areas where it's painful. All right, you're welcome to join in. Do you have some pain points in your relationship, maybe areas of where you're not on the same page spiritually or financially? I'd like to give you some help. We're going to talk about getting our expectations clear and on the same page. So if you have a question, you can join us at 888-888-1717. And again, we're on Facebook Live today, and you can find that at facebook.com/intentionalliving, or come on over to our website at theintentionallife.com. If you have a comment or you have a question for me, we'll get to it there as well. So come on in and join us. 888-888-1717. And so I was thinking about what is spiritual freedom, and this is the definition that I wrote down. I think it really reflects what we believe here at the Intentional Living Center. Spiritual freedom is a deep and personal confidence from knowing your purpose, living your purpose, and glorifying the one that gave you a purpose. In other words, it begins with a personal, dynamic, growing relationship with Jesus Christ, who is the giver of purpose in our lives. Wow, you know, the Bible says that without a revelation or without a vision from God, the people will literally cast off restraint. And boy, do we see that in our world today. There's almost a chaos, a spiritual chaos in our world. And I think as we experience that, we realize that people have not grounded themselves in understanding God's intentional purpose for their life. That's an excerpt from this month's teaching on the freedom process for your faith. And it's up on our member exclusive site there at theintentionallife.com. Much thanks to those of you who are supporting the ministry. We have a very special campaign coming up next week. We're going to be stopping down to really invite new people to come and join us. And I would like to ask you if you could step up and be the first to do that today. Your monthly support for intentional living will reach someone for Jesus Christ in a chaotic world and help us share an intentional message of love and intentionality with them. You can join us. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Press number 2, 888-888-1717, or go on over to theintentionallife.com. You know, that excerpt talked about knowing our purpose and living intentionally in our faith. And I shared with you a few days ago about our own journey and our family with our son, who's taken very ill, a very strange immune response from a common virus. And as he continues to heal slowly, we're seeing the opportunity to pray with him. We're seeing the opportunity of sharing with nurses and doctors about God's intentional love, and we're thankful for that opportunity. And but I would just invite you to continue to pray for Evan and his family and for each of us as he continues to recover, and we're praying for a full recovery and seeing good progress and so thankful for it. And I know, as we've shared with nurses and doctors, we know it's because of the power of prayer, and we thank you for that. All right, let's get on back to the calls today on this first part of talking about getting on the same page in your marriage. Let's go to Jackie. Jackie, welcome to the show. What's your question for me today?
I've been married for almost about 22 years, and I guess we have a special needs child who's going to be 18 and going through a lot of severe behaviors with him right now because of puberty and a lot of medication changes. And I guess I grew up kind of differently than my husband. So we're both Christians, and we both love the Lord, but he comes off very rough and gruff and very to the point. And I appreciate his perspective because I'm in the thick of it, and he can see the forest. I'm in the thick of it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But sometimes his words are really tough where he says, it's either me or him. You can't have us both. I can't live in the same house with him behaving this way. And I don't know how to take that. And, you know, this has happened now four times.
Well, how do you take it?
And
how do you take it?
I don't respond.
No, but I mean, what's going on internally? I mean, what are you feeling when he says that to you?
It's been 22 years. You know, I've been putting through, nothing's ever perfect. Everyone has to work through life.
Yeah.
And we're never given the kids that we think that we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
We have one perfect child, and then we have a child with disabilities.
Mm.
And it just rips us apart.
Yeah. So you're getting close to that feeling, though. What does that feel like to you, Jackie?
It just feels betrayal.
Okay.
Almost abandonment.
Yeah.
I'm the sole caregiver. And, you know, I share everything I can, the experiences that I can. I try to involve him in every decision. And it's come to a point where he's not able to handle those decisions anymore.
And you're carrying the whole load, it feels like, or you feel like you are.
Yeah, and I'm spilling over.
Yeah.
I tell my family's like, we know him, we understand what you're going through, tell us how we can help. But, you know, again, I'm the one who gets the brunt of the word.
Oh. Well, Jackie, listen,
you know, no help.
And I think we're getting closer to what you're really experiencing. You mentioned the betrayal, you're feeling, you know, a lot of things, a lot of emotion. And you got an 18-year-old son, he has special needs. And listen, Jackie, here's what happens in marriages. And we see this, the statistics are clear, that when we get a crisis in a marriage, and sometimes it can be a special needs child, it can be a death of a child, it can be some major financial reversal or illness, it puts so much strain on the marriage. I heard a pastor one time say, life is like a tea bag. When it's in cool water, not much comes out. But when you take a tea bag and you put it into boiling water, whatever's in that tea bag will come out into that water. And I have seen in working with couples that when they're in the kind of stress that you're in, Jackie, the daily realities of what you're facing, it's kind of like hot water bringing out what's in the relationship. And my guess is your husband is hurting, you're hurting, and what happens in so many marriages, instead of pulling together, what's this opportunity with your son to love him and care for him has become a wedge between the two of you, it sounds like.
Yeah, and he loves him.
Sure.
My son loves his dad too much. But, you know, again, he's very fearful when he gets a spanking or he gets, you know, reprimanded verbally. And
he doesn't know how to respond. And everybody responds differently. Let me encourage you, Jackie. Listen, the two of you, and everyone listening or viewing this is saying the same thing. You guys got to get on the same page. You've got to get some help for yourself, some relief for yourself, some people to give you a break. You and your husband got to work together. The scripture says two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. But pity the person who falls down has no one there to help them. And I think what I'm hearing with you, Jackie, is this sense that you're carrying this load all alone by yourself. Jackie, we're going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you now. But I want to challenge you to speak with your husband about, honey, we have this together. We're in this together. We've got to get some help for this. And sit down. That's intentional living. Sometimes intentional living is not something we do. Sometimes intentional living is getting someone to help us do the next right one thing because we're so overwhelmed. Father, I do pray for Jackie in Tennessee today. She's overwhelmed. Her husband probably is as well. Lord, they have an opportunity and they have a crisis and they have a challenge. And there's people listening right now who've been through this. It could offer some help and encouragement, I'm sure, as well. But Father, I just pray that you'll allow them, encourage them, provoke them, prompt them to reach out and get some help, get some encouragement, get some instruction that people can come alongside and help them through this. Well, thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Well, today, maybe you've been going through some tough times like what you're hearing, maybe not quite so much, but the fact is you're not on the same page. And when you're not, it creates a lot of strain. We'd love to have you join us. We're here to help today. This is Intentional Living. 888-888-1717 is the number. Or if you're viewing on Facebook today, you can post your question or comment there on Facebook Live today. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com to find Facebook or go to facebook.com/intentionalliving, okay? Viola is on the line in New Mexico. Welcome to the program today, Viola.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your question?
Well, my husband and I have been married 19 years, and we clearly celebrate the other person's day differently, like birthdays, Mother's Day, Christmas, you know, anniversary. when it's something that we're celebrating him, I feel like I go all out, but I don't receive the same sort of treatment or I don't know what the word is. You know, I don't receive the same sort of thing when it's my day. Like, Monday was our anniversary. We were married 19 years. And, you know, I guess our expectations are just different.
Yeah.
I expect something, you know, other than happy anniversary, honey, you know. And so, of course, then you feel sad that day because you didn't get that. And I just feel like after 19 years and expressing myself, you should already know that, you know.
Well, listen.
A little more effort should be made.
Viola, a friend of ours, Gary Chapman, wrote a best-selling book called The Five Love Languages.
Yes.
And in that book, Gary talks about the fact that each of us will have our own kind of unique love language, and it sounds like yours is gifts.
Or spending time together.
Or spending time together.
Yes.
Yeah. And what is his love language, if you've read that book?
I have read that book. I think that he, you know, touch is important to him. Words of affirmation are important to him. I do think that he likes spending time together, so I was kind of a little surprised when Monday we didn't plan a day together, you know.
Well, you're hurt by this, if I hear you.
I feel like I'm having a little pity party, you know. And
and you have shared this with him.
Many times.
Yeah.
This has happened so many times.
Yeah, well, we know we're talking intentional living here, Viola, and here's the reality. We pay for this stuff in our marriage. When we miss the love language of our spouse and we're not intentional in trying to speak the language that's important to them, we're going to pay for it, right? Do I get an amen from the crowd there? Amen. We pay for this. We pay for it in lots of ways in marriage. And I think what we hear Viola saying is, in some ways, your husband's probably paying for this in ways that you wish he didn't have to.
Right.
Yeah, and because that's just human, that's part of the human condition. And so I'm going to be real practical with you. Get the book out, The Five Love Languages. Do you think your husband would be willing to sit down and just read it together? You guys just make it a kind of a marriage thing to read it through, talk about it, and really understand what his love language is and talk a little more about yours and let him know how you feel about this. Sometimes, well, listen, some of us as guys, we're a little thick. We've got to get it through our head.
Yes. Well, we read it together. We studied it together because it was part of a study that we went to.
Oh.
And so, you know, I'm just kind of surprised. And I know men and women are different, you know, but...
Yeah, but you're more than surprised. You're hurt.
I'm hurt, yes.
Have you ever said that to him?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because, it makes you feel, not valued.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I would encourage you then, Viola... If you continue to focus on what's not in your marriage, it's going to continue to hurt. We can't make you can't make a person love you in marriage. You can't do that the way you want to be loved. You can't do it. You've shared. You've gone through the sessions. You've read the book, and you know this, Viola. But I would really encourage you then to stay focused on how you love him, the things that you do to love him, and keep that as your number one priority. Because what happens is the Bible talks about getting bitterness, a little root of bitterness starts to grow up in our lives. And when that happens, it creates a huge problem. We'll be praying for you. Got to reread the book. Maybe open it to that chapter and leave it on the coffee table. We'll be back with more, 888-888-1717. Or if you have a question or comment on Facebook Live today, we'll try to get to those as well in just a minute.
Are you experiencing real freedom in your faith or simply going through the motions? In Dr. Randy's message called Process for Faith, you'll learn how to move beyond routine faith and intentionally develop a deeper, more personal relationship with God.
Everything that we've said, everything that I've tried to share with you in this lesson about growing in freedom in your relationship with Christ comes down to one thing. And that one thing is to be present with God every day.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you, Kurt. And that information that he just shared with you would be an opportunity for you all to come and join us and for us to join you together hand in hand, impacting people for Christ, people coming to know the Lord, strengthening families. This is what our passion is here at Intentional Living. I said a little earlier in the show about how we live in such a chaotic time. You know, we live in a I think we all see it, we experience it. And it's people who have really wandered away, lost the sense of purpose in their life as a follower of Jesus Christ. And we have one purpose here, to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. Because we know there's where the freedom comes, financially, relationally, spiritually, in our own emotional life. Enough of trying to do this on our own. We need the Lord Jesus, and we need to be intentional in our walk with Him. And you're helping us bring this message of hope to you and to millions of others potentially around the world through our podcasts, radio programs, and so on. And so your monthly support today would make a huge difference as we prepare for next week with a special fundraising emphasis. Would you come and join us today? We need you. Your monthly support, $1 a day or more, would make a huge difference. Just give us a call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and your support's going to make a difference. Someone may be in heaven as a result of the message we get to share and your partnership as we get a chance to do that together. And that's what this ministry is all about. Someday to look back and say, hey, we tried to make a difference and we've seen the difference and people have come to Christ. That's why intentional living exists. Again, go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate or call 888-888-1717. And man, thank you so much for your support.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Let's go. Let me see. We got a question that came in from Jody on Facebook. She says, my husband isn't strong in his faith in Christ, and I'm struggling as a wife because we're not agreeing on a lot of stuff. From communication is one of the problems. Part of the reason, we're dealing with the past. We've been separated for a second time now. Mike, here's the question that Jody's asking. She says, if my husband chooses not to go forward to get the help he needs, what's the next step for me? Since I'm tired of the blow-ups when I address these issues over and over. Listen, I'll tell you something. This happens in marriage. And sometimes I wish it didn't have to happen. I wish it never had to happen, but we live in a fallen world with human beings where we mess up in our relationship. But just like a slow leak in a tire, there's a point where it's better to have the blowout. And I don't mean a blow up, but a blowout, which means the car stops moving and we've got to change the tire. And for you, I think there's a point, Jody, where there's got to be for you and your husband kind of we've got to sit down and get to the bottom of the problem. This can't continue. Whatever it is that you're really feeling, what I find with people is when you wait until the blow up occurs, sometimes that's too late. By the time it just blows up, it's kind of like there's so much damage done in a relationship. It's much better to have the blow out of the tire so you can fix it. So to get to the counselor, get to your pastor, and just have a serious discussion to be able to say, honey, I love you, but I just can't continue like this. We've got to talk this through. And whenever we do that, when we do it with anger, that creates a problem. And so if you can do this and stay above it, that'll be a lot better, okay? All right. We'd love to hear your comments or questions as well when you join us. Speaking of that, we have comments coming in online from Facebook. about Amanda, our first caller today. He was concerned for Amanda and the tough and lonesome marriage that she's involved in. And so we're praying for her as well. Stephen also commented on Facebook. Thank you for all you do, listening every day on the radio. Glad to be here for you. If you have a comment for me or a question, you're welcome to leave it at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. And when you support the ministry, we thank you so much because you help us see together lives being changed and stories like this made possible.
I had been tearing my husband down, and I needed to make some changes because I wasn't going to change him. I needed to change me. I was talking down to him, and I'm a control freak. I did not realize what it was doing to him until one day he said, "I don't love you anymore. I want a divorce." So I tried to start building him up, complimenting him instead of trying to be in control. He didn't know how to take it at first. That was the hardest part, was to get through him knowing that I was serious about making those changes. He started making his own changes and started really building me up, and it just became more of a team rather than one against one. He said a prayer and asked God to give us many more years together.
You know, it can change today for your marriage. It can change today in the direction of your finances or your life, your decisions at work. Coming to that place where we just say, you know, I'm done doing this myself. Lord Jesus, I need your help. I need you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. And then allowing the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says to us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that we are to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And trust means reliance upon God because, you know, we can't do it ourselves. Trust in the Lord with all of our heart. That's our mind, our soul, our will. Lean not on our own understanding. You know, we're turning to AI today because we sometimes don't understand enough. And that's kind of a new world, isn't it? All your ways acknowledge Him, that goes on to say, which means that like a person walking into the room, you acknowledge their presence. Acknowledge His presence in your life every day. And then it says, then He will direct your path. And if you're needing that, looking for that in your life today, as you're thinking about decisions for your marriage and your family, those are a couple of verses you should memorize and apply to your life. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Very powerful, powerful words from Scripture. Well, we got to wrap up the show today, and I do want to say a thank you to those of you who've been praying for us and standing with us in support. God bless you. All right, got to run. I'm Dr. Randy. Thanks for being here today. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.